You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having our special Thanksgiving Day show. We're going to talk about things I give thanks for and people I give thanks for. First, we had A.J. Gindy on. A.J. is a community advocate for Project Renewal, and he helps people get coordinated, helps living donors help them donate kidneys to people that need them. Now we're going to talk with Vivian Freed. Vivian is my wife. She's on dialysis. She's needed a kidney for a number of years now. We've been out there hopefully searching. A.J.'s going to work with us, and Vivian's now entering her third year of dialysis. We're speaking to Vivian while she's in dialysis because I wanted people to get a feel for what goes on when Vivian's in dialysis. Hi, honey. Are you available? Can you talk?
Yep. I am here.
Okay. So, Vivian, I want to talk about what your day is like when you leave the house. You get up at about 6:15 in the morning. You go down that hallway. You get into the car. What happens next?
Well, right now I'm very emotional because I'm on the radio. But my day starts with a very positive note. I leave an amazing, beautiful house with an amazing, beautiful husband. And that's what I focus on. And I'm ready to get on the car, in my beautiful car that I thank to my husband for giving me, and Larry's in, of course, from Warren Henry. And I drive to dialysis, and I get into the machine, and they stick 15-inch needles to me to clean my blood and to also take the liquid out.
What do you mean take the liquid out? What do you mean take the liquid? What do you mean take the
liquid
out?
As you know, I was a model, and I for many years I took diuretics. So my body was used to diuretics, and now since I don't go to the bathroom for a whole year, they stick a 15-inch needle and they stick me to a machine which takes out the liquid that I drank the night before.
So you don't pee. You can't pee. The machine has to take it out of you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when I get out of here, I get depleted and I get, you know, you're run down, but I still have to, I don't think, and I still have to do what I have to do to help my mom and my husband and get the dinner ready and do my stuff also.
Go ahead, baby. I don't mean to cut you off.
I don't really think that much. I just do what I have to do. I get into the car and I know that I have to go either to Whole Foods, to Publix, do stuff for my mom. Whatever I need to do, I have to do. And that's what I do. I just don't think. I just do it.
What happened to your mom?
Like they say, Nike, just do it.
Why do you have to help your mom? Tell me a little bit about what happened
to your mom. My mom had a stroke. My dad died in June. My mom was very, very, very depressed. And she had a stroke in August. And she's been recovering ever since. It's a very hard process. It's a very long process. But we know that with our love, our family love, we will get her to the next stage and my mom will get much better.
So tell me a little bit about how you feel when they're doing the dialysis. They put a needle in you, it starts pulling the blood out, throwing it through a machine. Your blood pressure goes down. What starts to happen?
Well, you start feeling a little bit less as the minutes and hours go by. You feel a little bit depleted. So you start drinking a little. You start, after being in dialysis so long, you get I have a process and I know exactly right now what to do. I take a little bit of liquid. I take a little piece of ice. I do everything possible to make myself feel better.
Okay.
And before I know it, it's 4 hours later.
So it takes 4 hours.
And I also talk to my technicians. I always talk to my technicians. I always try to make it as enjoyable as I can, being the circumstances that I'm in.
Okay.
Because there is no way that I can get depressed. I can get emotional, but I can't really let myself get depressed because it doesn't pay for me.
Okay. Now, you're always, you know, with blankets, you come home, you make the air conditioning freezing cold. Why do you do that?
Yes, but Jim, because I just found out that I am on a 39 degrees. They put me 39 degrees in the machine. So I have my Gator blanket that my husband gave me years ago when I started dialysis. I have my pillow, and I lean back, and I say, you know, I just relax here as much as I can, being the situation that I'm in with one hand with a 15-inch needle.
And the blood is going, and it's going in at 35 degrees, and that's because your
39 degrees is the air condition here. With my machine is on 39 degrees.
Okay, and that's because you have such... go ahead.
That's because they want to make it really cold, because as you're getting your blood cleaned and as you're getting your liquids taken out, they wanted to keep the pressure as, you know, as much as they can, you know, to a degree that, you know, helps you. And you don't start sweating or anything.
So what it is they're helping you with your blood pressure. They're helping you keep alive. And if it wasn't chilled to that temperature, what would happen?
I would start sweating, and that wouldn't be good.
Okay. So eventually you would have a problem, and the machine would go off, and you'd have a big problem, and I'd have to come visit you in Jackson Hospital, and I'd start screaming at everybody because they messed up.
Exactly. Okay. But that wouldn't happen ever, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about the...
Let me just tell you a little bit about what I'm facing every day.
I
face a board that says, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." And it's a picture and has trees of different colors, and that's exactly what I have to see in front of me every single day. I must be the change I want to see in the world. So I'm going to change this world as soon as I can. And by doing that, I'm going to go to different schools, and I'm going to be an advocate to get kidneys for different people. And I'm going to tell these young women that beauty is not everything, and that you don't have to starve yourself, and you can be healthy in other ways. And you don't have to do what I did by taking diet pills, by taking laxatives, by taking diuretics. I want to be the change in the world.
You're a beautiful
person. So I'm going to go out there and speak. Yeah. But I also want to thank you, honey, because I wouldn't have made it without you. You are so strong and so amazing, and give me so much unconditional love. I know it must be so hard to watch me, period. But you are strong, strong, strong. And I can't thank you enough. But I only want to thank you. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my heroes in my world, like Alina Villasante, like Sarah Libin, like Mike Fernandez, like Ron Book, Larry Zinn, Lori Zinn, Warren Zinn, everyone, all the Zins. I love them all. I love so many people. If I didn't mention Karen Roosevelt, Scott Robbins, Debbie Robbins, they don't even know how they touch my world, but they do. All these amazing people that I have in my life. But mostly I want to thank you, my husband, my rock, the one that's with me every single day and every step of the way. Because you have been unbelievable. And I want to thank you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
I
love you.
I love you so much.
Thank you for being by my side. And my amazing rabbi, the Gopin family, David Lombardi, for always helping us. Biscayne Bank, Robert, everybody that has helped you and helped us make it through this.
I love you, honey. I give thanks God brought you into my life. You're my Thanksgiving. You're every day. Every day is Thanksgiving with you. I want to thank God for giving you to me and for putting you in my life, honey. God bless you.
I love you.
I love you. Please stay strong. And
I will always be strong. I am as strong as you. And I'm going to fight this and win this like you won in Belize.